So it's notoriously difficult to try to demo a database feature on a phone because our development community has done such a great job of building applications even with the lack of the database in Windows Phone 7. So what I like to do to show off the fact that we have a database is show a little Northwind mobile application that I built. So for anybody that's familiar with data technologies released by Microsoft anytime in the last 20 years or so, you'll have played around with the sample database that we provide called Northwind, which is basically a company that sells food and other items. And so what I've done here is taken that database and incorporated it into a modern Metro UI on Windows Phone. And so you can see that I have some interesting database queries here, like latest orders, that shows you the last, I think, 10 orders that have been recorded in this database. As you can see, Northwind is not the most modern data set. The last order is from 1994, but it proves the point. So I'm clearly doing an order by query there. Similarly, I'm showing some of the items that are running low, ordered by the quantity remaining. And I can also dive in and look at the customers list from that database. So here are all the contacts that are in Northwind. If I dive in on a particular customer, I can see the orders that are listed for that customer. So again, I'm doing a query against the database using Link to SQL and being able to pull up those orders. Can also dive in on a particular order and look at the items here. This one's not that interesting. There's only one item. Let's see. So here we've got a few different items, and I'm able to easily query and sum up those items into the total at the bottom. I can also go ahead and delete an item here using the toolkit context menu control, and I just recalculate that order total at the bottom. So that's kind of the database piece and just kind of showing the power of having a database on the phone. One of the questions that we get often is, can I take a desktop database and bring it over to the phone to run in my application? And so that's not an officially supported scenario, but obviously you can see here that that is something that works in the case of Northwind. One last thing that I'll show here, if I dive back into this particular customer, we've also added the ability to query the contacts database on the phone in Mango. And so here I'm doing something kind of subtle, which is I've got this contact for the sales representative of this Alfred's company in the Northwind database, but I also have it as a contact in my contacts list on the phone. And so, whereas Northwind doesn't have contact photos in the database itself, I can mash up effectively the contact information that's in the contacts list in the People Hub with the contact information that I have in Northwind and get this nice profile picture here. So it helps to really brighten up these application experiences with the data that the user has on their phone.
Welcome to the Knowledge Chamber. I'm your host, Robert Hess. Now, when you think about computers, it's not that hard to think about the importance of data on those computers and access to data and making that data accessible to the users to interact with and manipulate and see what's going on. Even though users don't think about databases, we think about databases quite a bit. And that's why Windows Phone Mango is going to have database support in it. Here to talk to us about the database support on Windows Phone Mango is Sean McKenna. Thanks, John. Hi, Robert. Now, in the demo we saw using the Northwind database,
yep.
Which I first remember coming out with old Access. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming Access isn't what's working on the Mango phone.
No, we don't unfortunately have support for Microsoft Access on Windows Phone. It just barely fell below the cut line. But what we do have is support for a local database for applications that are built for Windows Phone with the Mango release. And so that's built upon SQL Server Compact technology, but with an API surface that's based on Link to SQL, which is a desktop technology that a lot of people are familiar with.
So in other words, we're not having to construct as text strings a SQL query and pass it in.
No, you're not. So
thank goodness.
Yes.
I never could quite understand that. You got your update and your queries and stuff like that. And each one has a different format to it, and the code used for making one, you got to totally change it. Let's just not go there.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people like it, probably because they're familiar with it, and I think it makes sense if you're in the context of like SQL Server Management Studio and you've got all the tooling available there. But anytime you look at it in the context of managed code, it ends up, there's this major impedance mismatch of, you know, I've got all this nice managed code with syntax highlighting and IntelliSense and all that, and then I go to do a SQL query and I have to kind of format the string myself. The decision that we've made around how we support that on Windows Phone is to exclusively use a link to SQL managed surface area. And so you're writing link style queries in managed with full IntelliSense support, strong typing, but you can access a database and get all the performance capabilities that provides.
Mm-hmm. Now, for developers that are used to using, you know, full SQL database engine behind them using Link2 SQL or other mechanisms, mm-hmm. And you're talking about SQL Compact is what's on the phone.
Yep.
What are some of the things that they aren't going to find that SQL Compact isn't capable of doing that a full-on SQL database could?
So some of the things that you might do on an enterprise server type database would be things like store procedures and, you know, triggers and that type of more complex data management techniques. For phone applications that tend to be much simpler and, you know, self-contained, we feel you're not really missing anything by not having those. Those are generally not available in mobile database technologies in any case. Mm-hmm. And so there isn't really anything that springs to mind in terms of, you know, major features, pure database features that are missing from what we're supporting.
Yeah, because, you know, triggers and stuff like that are more for databases that are constantly running in the background with multiple people hitting across.
Yes.
And so when this person does this, this person's alerted about it.
Yep.
And that's really, I mean, we're not going to have multiple people hitting a phone database, and the phone's not going to be sitting back in some server room someplace with the database constantly spinning and turning.
Yeah, I should point out you can't run a database server on the phone either, which I think is a good thing for the user, that you don't have a database server sitting there waiting for incoming connections from some external entity. that is also not supported, and thus those features of larger database technologies are not critical.
Mm-hmm. Now, so if SQL's coming to Windows Mango, mm-hmm. that means Windows 7 didn't have database support on it at all?
Correct.
If I wanted to do database type stuff, how would I do it on 7?
Yeah, so there are really two options you had. If you wanted to have data stored locally on the phone so that it was available offline and that you could query it immediately, you really had to store that data in just flat files. You could either serialize it out to XML or use binary serialization, or even if it was simpler data, there's an isolated storage settings construct which gives you sort of a property bag that you can store. The other option that we suggested to people was if it makes sense for your application, you can store that data in the cloud because the phone usually has a network connection. And so, you know, you can do a query against a cloud service and get that data back if you have larger amounts of data or need to do, you know, really interesting queries against it. So those were the two options. We were, you know, we had to make some tough cuts in 7. I think I watched Peter Tor's discussion with mm-hmm. you about multitasking. It was a very similar situation where this was a large investment that we wanted to make sure that we did it right. And it just didn't fit in the initial release for Windows Phone 7. And so we, you know, made the investment in Mango to bring it back. We always knew that we were going to need to add a database. Mm-hmm. And we just wanted to take the time to do it right.
Mm-hmm. I know, like I've been working on this little cocktail application, and on Phone 7, I was just doing XML queries to a server, getting the data back from that, and just storing it in an XML stream.
Yep.
And I was able to do database-like things in there. But I can see where having a full-on database might be kind of handy for that.
Yeah, it's an interesting feature in the sense that we always knew our developers, a lot of them would be able to work around it. And that was part of why we were able to sort of swallow hard and take that cut. Because we said, you know, a lot of developers, this will be painful, But developers that are motivated will be able to make their applications work even without a database. Mm-hmm. Whereas if we can't install an app, then we've got bigger problems. But we realized that there was pain to doing that, and the developers weren't able to invest as much time in adding additional features because they were making sure to trying to optimize how they did data access and build up a cloud service or other workarounds. And so with adding a local database in Mango, now it's much simpler to do your data access piece of your app, and you can move on to delighting your users in other ways.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, do you expect all people that wrote flat file data access with Windows Phone 7 to now switch to a database style app on Mango immediately?
I don't think so. I mean, certainly if you've already invested a lot of time and done a lot of optimizations on your 7 application, you're comfortable with the performance that you're getting there and kind of the maintainability of it, then you may not want to move over right away. Also, if you are manipulating fairly small amounts of data, so the example I like to give is if you've written a game and you're storing maybe the user's top scores or information about which level they've made it up to, that kind of stuff, I mean, it's on the order of 15 records kind of thing. It doesn't make sense to spin up a database to do that.
Even if you want to query against that and resort it again?
If you want to look at the top 5 of the high scores out of 10, no, it doesn't really make sense. Because really, in those cases, you can load that entire file into memory and do your queries against the objects in memory. The real power of the database is the case where you've got a larger data set than you would ever want to have in memory at any given time. And so in that case, the database provides a much more efficient way of doing it. If the amount of data that you have is so small that you might as well just load it up and manipulate it and then write it back to the disk, it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Now, I suppose that brings up another good point, talking about database that is larger and you want to store in memory. Mm-hmm. That brings to mind the fact that, okay, now we're going to have these application developers that are realizing, hey, I can store huge amounts of data potentially on this device. Mm-hmm. Do you see a problem then of users running out of memory space on their phones?
I don't think so. We do have a limit on the size of the database that you can store. We capped it out at 512 megabytes. And so an application won't be able to create a single database that fills your entire storage space. But generally, we've sort of counted on developers to do the right thing. And for users to be able to kind of monitor their usage. Mm-hmm. And we always have the capability, if an app is really doing something destructive to a broad set of users' phones, that we can revoke that app from mm-hmm. the marketplace. So we have a number of sort of checks and balances that we can use to make sure that users aren't being harmed. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, database is just a tool. You could just as easily, write a bunch of flat files to your isolated storage and fill up the phone that way. So it's really no worse than we were before.
I guess one thing is so much as being malicious and filling the phone, just thinking that, now that I've got this big database, I can store more data, and just thinking, well, of course the user thinks my application is the most important. Well, so he's not going to care if my application is storing a lot of data. And if I install 5 applications like that I rarely use,
yep.
I guess it's, buyer beware. I mean, pay attention to what's going on in your phone. And if you've got an app that's using up a lot of space and you don't really need it that much, maybe it's time to get rid of it.
Exactly. And, all of the state for that application is fully self-contained within the phone. So if a user sees that, a particular app is starting to store massive amounts of data and it doesn't make sense for them to have that app anymore, they simply go and uninstall it and all that data disappears immediately. There's no, remnants of it hanging around anywhere. Mm-hmm. And so it's a fairly clean way of being able to manage that.
Mm-hmm. Now, for phone developers, I mean, I'm seeing that some of the people that are approaching the phone as a development platform aren't your traditional big application ISVs. Mm-hmm. Or just hobbyists, playing mm-hmm. around writing games or whatever.
Yep.
That may not be people that have done database programming in the past and may not really think about the concepts about database programming.
Yep.
If I was one of those developers, yep. and I'm hearing all this database talk, and I'm thinking, isn't that COBOL sort of thing? I don't do COBOL, I do C# programming.
Yep.
Where would they go to find out how to properly use a database?
So the best place to go to learn how to use a database for Windows Phone is MSDN. So we've got lots of great topics there and samples showing, right from the most basic, single table, just a few columns, up to more complex applications. We've also got some best practices topics available there. So that's a good place to get started on the phone. If you want to get into, you know, really understanding the full power of Link to SQL, there's tons of resources out there from, you know, books and again, MSDN and blog posts and Stack Overflow and all those resources. You'll find tons of information on Link to SQL. That was one of the benefits of using an existing database API was that, you know, there's all that content already out there. Now, there will be a few things that are potentially discussed in those in that content that doesn't apply down to the phone. The primary one being the ability to write raw SQL, which is provided in Link to SQL as kind of a backdoor mechanism if you absolutely need to. That facility is not available on the phone. But otherwise, you know, for the most part, anything that you find on Link to SQL out on the web or in books will be applicable to the phone. So those are probably the two places to get started.
Any of you developers out there thinking about starting to use a database, Link to SQL is a lot easier than trying to write those SQL queries by hand. That SQL query is just ugly, ugly stuff.
Yeah, and then the other nice thing is we've tried to think about it from the perspective of a developer that isn't necessarily, when they start their app, thinking about making it based on a database. So we've taken sort of a what we call a code-first approach, where you don't design your database schema first, you design your object model first. And so I create my objects, I create the relationships between those objects, much the same way as I would if I were going to serialize them out to XML or, you know, store them some other way. And then you simply go through and decorate those your object model with the appropriate attributes to say, okay, this class is a table, this property within this class is a column, and so there's a few little indications that you have to give to the platform to tell us, okay, when we turn this into a database, how should it look? But you can actually start your application and not have to decide right away whether you're going to use a database. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a nice way of being able to, you know, get started, do some prototyping before you decide on sort of the final architecture.
That sounds like a nice approach. I think. Well, before we close off here, are there any particular features of Windows Phone Mango that you really like?
So I've talked about developer features. Obviously, I'm quite happy that we have a database now and access to contacts and calendar information. Probably from an end user perspective, the feature that I am quite fond of is the ability to do speech to text in text messages. So this is a common case where, you know, I don't want to actually have to type out, even though it's only 140 characters or whatever, being able to just say the message that I want to send and then fire it off has been quite a bit simpler than typing it out.
Great. Let's take a look at how that works.
So let's take a look at this feature. So as I mentioned, this is something that I like to use when I'm out and about and don't have a hand free to necessarily type out a message. So I can just tap on the little microphone here.
Say your message.
I love Channel 9. And there you go, it nailed it. And I can just send that off as a regular text message. So that really saves me a lot of time.
Wow, that looks pretty cool. I mean, I can see using that quite a bit, perhaps. Now, is the phone doing the speech-to-text conversion?
No, it actually sends it out to a service called the Tell Me service. So that was an acquisition that Microsoft made several years ago. Which we've continued to invest in. So that's when you'll see in the experience that, you know, as the once you say the message, it does this kind of thinking UI, and that's where it's sending it out to the service and coming back. But it's quick enough that it doesn't really feel like it's doing a network round trip.
Yeah, that's kind of because that means, you know, you've got a big gigantic server that's doing the conversion rather than trying to rely upon the processing.
And it's being updated regularly and improved upon. So yeah,
it's talking better. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate the time you spent with us showing about the database, the Northwind database, and the speech-to-text feature on Windows Phone Mango.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Robert.
Hopefully that gave you some insights about how Windows Phone Mango can better improve your ability to write database applications for the phone moving forward. And I'm sure that databases just get constantly better and better on the phone. So check out your application. Look out about a database, see how it can work, and check out Link to SQL. Thanks for joining us.